Good evening, darling. Didn't take you long to come back, has it? Don't blush, even though it's so cute. It's very understandable that you couldn't wait any longer to come see me again. I feel just the same way, sweetheart. And I even have everything prepared this time, just as you wanted it to be. We have some snacks for later, and the chairs are set up, and, well, let me just undress, and you'll see. It's not as surprising when you know what it's going to be, but I think seeing me in this cow print bikini is still breathtaking nonetheless. I'll take your open mouth as a yes. The little collar with this bell probably only makes it harder to focus for you. But, since you wanted to take the initiative more than usual tonight, I won't make you wait any longer. I'll just sit down right here. And then you go back there so that your arms can go around me. Hey, you aren't supposed to squeeze my belly, silly. Shouldn't you position your hands a little further up? Oh, darling, what's wrong? You think it would excite you too much if you did it right away? Shh, it's okay, baby. Mommy's got you. You can take all the time you need until you feel ready to do it, okay? Would you like me to dim the lights? Maybe turn on some soft music? Why do you look at me like that? No, I'm not joking, sweetie. Okay, a little too much, I guess, but... Hey, maybe you're right. But it might help you with your nervousness. Ooh, oh. Did that little bit of teasing get you so excited that you couldn't help but get a hold of my breasts? Those soft, squishy chest marshmallows you love so much. Oh my goodness. You're blushing so hard. But I'm pretty sure that nickname was your idea, right? What else did you call them? Muffins? Melons? Hey, don't pout like that. I find that pretty adorable. How you give them cutesy nicknames and how you handle them so carefully. Kneading and squeezing so softly and gently. Isn't my baby such a cute, caring sweetheart? Yes, it was my good little boy. Yes, you are. Yes, you are my adorable, precious, cutie patootie, aren't you? Aren't you just the sweetest little thing in the world? Aren't you? My slutty little milkmaid. Do you think I can't see you already desperately rubbing and bucking into my rear? Those soft, quiet little moans you release whenever you pretend to lean forward and readjust your grip on them. It's just you trying to get off without your mommy noticing, isn't it? No, sweetie. I just know you too well. And since I'm not the only one who's dressed up for this occasion. Yes, I'm not blind, silly. You wouldn't usually wear a crop top, right? It suits you very well, by the way. Looks quite cute. But... since you picked the clothes I brought you, I assume that you'd like to try out exploring that feminine side of yours a little bit more, right? Oh, darling, I can't quite understand you like that. Are you too nervous to talk? It's okay, darling. All this might be very new for you, so just nod your head, okay? Nod your head if you'd like me to try this out some more with you. Okay, sweetheart. It's okay. You can share anything you want with your mommy. There's no need to be nervous. I won't think less of you in any way because of your preferences, all right? You understand? Good. You still remember the safe word, princess? Yes. Say it. Good girl. And it's the same as always. If you can't talk or feel overwhelmed, just tap my leg or shoulder. But for now, let's get you that pleasure your body is just begging for. Now just turn around, switch positions with you, and there we go. Look, my little milkmaid is in need of some intense care for tonight. Do you feel my hands gliding along that exposed belly now? Gently caressing, going along that sensitive spot below your belly button. You notice that one finger slowly pulling on the waistband of your sweatpants, right? What a potent smell you're releasing already. So eager and needy for your mommy. But sweatpants don't quite suit a milkmaid, do they? It's just not ladylike. So I think some punishment is in order for you tonight. Let me just rub my hand along that swollen, throbbing cock of my squirming subby princess. Can't this little slut help herself but to moan and wiggle, oh so nervously at the slightest touch? You could barely talk before, but maybe if you try hard enough this time and can spell it out for me, I'll grant you another wish. Let's try this. So, what does my slutty little princess want her mommy to do? What was that? Did you say stroke your flock? Well, that's a nonsense request. You need to speak more clearly, darling. Come on, sweetheart. It's just one hand rubbing you through your pants. It shouldn't be that hard, right? Oh, stroke your cock. Now I see. Well, let me get in a better position for that, then. Right in between your legs. Looks like that only made it worse, baby. You can barely contain yourself right now. But a prim and proper princess should know how to behave herself. So I think it is time to teach you some discipline. Don't you think? Let's train this slutty, desperate milkmaid into an obedient, well-behaved member of royalty. I'll give you a countdown of 10. And you will only be allowed to come once I count down to 1. So, let us begin by slowly pulling that waistband down. And pull down your cutesy pink panties, too. Smells so intense already. Let mommy get another good whiff of her princess's privates before we start. Gods, I love the strong smell of my aroused, excited girl. But I did promise you a fair countdown, so let me gently grab it and start stroking slowly. 10. Aw, I know you need to squirm and moan so badly already, but try to keep eye contact with Mommy, okay, dearest? That's my good girl. There you go. Already showing how disciplined you can be. Keep looking and see how my lips come closer to the sensitive parts of yours. Gently kissing them. And that twitching and throbbing, I wonder if you'll actually be able to hold it in. 9. Just think of the punishment that could await you. If you misbehave, you might have to go a week without coming. I think I've never heard you beg that eagerly. You surely wouldn't want that, right? No, my slutty little princess can barely go just one day of not coming with her mommy's help. Just imagine an entire week. 8. That dirty and strong scent is getting so much more intense. My precious sweetheart is already dripping. Let me just catch that with my lips again. Gently kissing. All over that sensitive little thing. And cleaning it properly. God, that scent is so lovely. I could tease you for hours just to have it for as long as I like. 7. Oh my. You twitched even harder now. The idea of being teased such an endlessly long time surely got my little princess to be even more desperate and needy. Are you trying to hold it in as much as you can, so you don't even have to consider such a tedious and cruel punishment? Speaking of teasing, let's do some more of it. 6. You know that sensitive spot below your belly button? Let's have me rub some more along it. Just one finger. Slowly caressing that lovely little bit of skin. And now I'll just rub my face. It's where the smell is the strongest. So good. 5. All right. I can hear you whining and moaning, sweetheart. Enough teasing for now. Let's focus on it again. Lubing it up a little by taking some spit and slowly letting it drip onto it. Make it nice and slippery so my hand can slide up and down more easily. Up and down. Up and down. 4. You're such a good girl. But I know a way to make this even better. I know you can barely keep your legs still, but hold them up for me and let me slide those adorable panties off. Let's just firmly squeeze them around your throbbing, pulsating cock and stroke faster. So fast that you can barely hold it. Well, you can't come yet, princess. We still need the numbers to go down, too. You know, I can't say it. Otherwise, you could come. 3. You know, the next time we do this, I'd like you to try and pick out some more proper clothing for a princess. Did you choose the sweatpants because you were still unsure about it? About whether you'd like it? Just nod. I think with that saliva already dripping down your chin, it should be easier that way. Good girl. 2. Do you like the sensation of your panties being wrapped around your cock as I stroke up and down faster and faster? I can feel how long I've been edging you. You feel like you're about to burst. And although you can barely speak, I think I want to hear it from you just this once more. Are you ready to come for me, my princess? One. Come for me as hard as you can. Release all that pent-up pleasure. Yes, yes, good job, baby, well done. Oh my goodness, yes, that's my good princess. Yes, such a good princess for mommy. Good job, baby. Now let mommy grab some paper tissues to clean you up again. We can take a shower afterwards together, all right? Swipe, swipe. Baby, you certainly seem to have enjoyed yourself. But I just want to let you know that we can try this in any other way you would like, all right? You know that I'm fully supporting you with exploring any kinks or side of your identity you want. So if there's anything else you feel like doing, we could still do it. Like makeup for you, for example. Or anything else. Just let mommy know. I love you, my precious darling.